bringing pro football to the Mid-South for nearly two decades.
It's a miracle!
Yes!
Good! Touchdown, Titans!
This is Titans Radio. Live from St. Thomas Sports Park, your exclusive chance to talk Titans football with the head coach.
This is Titans Radio's Mike Mularkey Show.
Now, the voice of the Titans, Mike Keefe.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome to St. Thomas Sports Park and the Mike Mularkey Show. The phone number is 877-848-2671. Tweet us a question at Titans Radio. Already starting to get some Twitter questions, but we'll take your calls for the head coach. He will join us momentarily. The Titans victorious over Jacksonville on Sunday, 42-39. Titans preparing to go to MetLife Stadium, which is actually in New Jersey, and take on the New York Jets, who are 7-5. The Jets playing very, very good football right now. They won a game against the Giants at MetLife Stadium on Sunday by a final score of 23-20. It was an overtime clash. In that game, Ryan Fitzpatrick threw for 390 yards, rallying the Jets from a 10-point fourth-quarter deficit, getting them into overtime, and helping them to pick up the victory. So the Jets 7-5, having won two in a row, and the Titans ready to face them for the fourth straight year. Head coach Mike Mularkey will take your calls once again at 877-848-2671. Tweet us a question at Titans Radio. Coach Mularkey, hello. It's good to have you with us.
Hey, Mike. Good to be here.
How much does it help the Titans staff that you have seen the Jets so much in recent years?
It does help. Obviously, it's a new coaching staff, so we are familiar with really their style and their schemes from, there's a little bit of a family tree there. So we're familiar, but not like a common opponent like the Jaguars or the Colts or the Texans. It's not like that, but we are familiar with them.
Stylistically, offensively and defensively, are they vastly different under Todd Bowles than they were under Rex Ryan?
A little bit, yeah. Not vastly, but enough that we got to prepare. And it's really not about the scheme. It's about the personnel they have. They're very, very good. Especially defensively, they've got a number of number one picks up front, and they're one against the rush. Seems like every week we're playing a team that's I thought was number one. Here's another one against the rush. So they're playing well. Obviously, Ryan Fitzpatrick's playing well. He just seems to win wherever he's at, and he's got some weapons to throw it to. So it'll be a tough challenge.
Doesn't look like Brandon Marshall has lost anything at wide receiver.
I think he's having one of his better years. To be honest with you, he is. He's a horse to have to try to cover. And, we got to do a better job this week than we did last week. And I think our guys will be up to the challenge. But it's not just him. They've got Decker that's there. And Chan Gailey, the coordinator, uses a four-wide receiver system. And so they've got some speed outside and size, actually, that we've got to match up with.
And Chan Gailey has the Buffalo tie with Ryan Fitzpatrick. And so Fitzpatrick knows exactly what his offensive coordinator wants.
Right. I mean, same offense. Yeah, they do have a relationship. I did work for Chan, so I know Chan's offensive system as well. So
that's handy.
Yeah, it helps. It does help. But, Chan's very, very smart when it comes to how he attacks defenses, and it'll be no different this week. We got to be really on cue everywhere. We have all of our guys got to do their jobs as we're asking them to do, just be very disciplined, and especially in the pass coverage.
All Titans were glad to win on Sunday over Jacksonville, but just from brief comments after the game, it sounded like members of the secondary were taking that performance personally and planning to make a difference or a different turn of the page this week.
That would be great. I mean, we've really played well as a defense, and really all the players have. But for some reason in this game, and I don't know why we're – they've had 2 days off here from the win. We're going to talk about it tomorrow. But when we're all doing the same thing and on the same page and do what we do in practice and do what we've done in previous games, we're very tough to move the ball on. But all it takes is one guy to be out of place and trying to do something that we're not asking him to do. And it can disrupt a play and disrupt a game. And it wasn't everybody, but it's just a couple of guys we got to – talk to, and with this group, I don't think it'll be an issue. They'll respond very positively.
A case of trying to do too much?
A little bit. Trying to make plays. That's that position. I mean, really, you look at DBs and wide receivers, they're always trying to do something. They think they can make the difference in the games, and really they can if they just do their job, what we're asking them to do, and no more. Guys are relying on them to do that, And but it, I think it is. It's just common. It's in their blood. They want to do something. They want to make something happen for everybody, for their teammates and their coaches. And it's just, it will if they just trust the scheme.
Tweet us a question at Titans Radio. You can phone us at 877-848-2671. Let's go to the phones for our first call tonight. It comes from Mount Juliet, and let's see. We've got Trajan. Trajan, welcome to Titans Radio. You're on the Mike Mularkey Show.
All righty. Well, thanks. Thanks for having me.
That's good to have you with us. Yeah, thank you. What's your question?
Based on the running game this season, you know, we haven't seen a 100-yard rush yet. And we've seen some, you know, explosive runs from Cobb and Andrews. I'm just trying to see, you know, stat based on inconsistent play from, you know, both of them or the offensive line or the running back or both, really.
Okay.
That's a good question. We're this first time we're out of the line now for 3 weeks in a row. That has a lot to do with it. We've been mixing and matching, trying to get the best five guys up there that'll help us. And we've got two young running backs that share some time. You know, each of them had 13 carries, probably our most productive day of running with those guys. I almost had 100 yards between the two of them. And if it was one of them, we could add a 100-yard carrier. But that's not what we're doing. We're trying to see who is going to be that guy over these next few games and give him some chances. But a lot of it goes into who you're playing, you know, and Jacksonville is very good against the run. They were one at one point against the run. So we were pretty productive for the run game in that case. But it's our line playing together more often. It's our backs getting a feel for where those holes are going to hit. You can't really simulate the speed as much as you try and practice with the pads on. You're trying to, it's hard to do what it is in a game and see where that hole's going to be. And it's a lot of factors, but we're trying to get these guys going because it's important for us to be able to run the ball to win games.
In the film session, did the offensive line grade out well?
They did. They graded out well. They blocked. Again, we struggled a little bit the last time we played these guys. I think we had 20 yards rushing on the first half for 13, you know, after 13 carries. Plus, we were having some problems with the protections on third down, and I thought we cleaned all that up. I thought they played well enough for us to win, and we were very productive. And we got a couple of young guys up front. You know, I hate to keep using that, but we do have some young linemen up there that are getting game time experience, and the more they're getting, the better they're going to be.
Unlike the Jets, and their linemen have been in the league since Joe Namath played almost. That's how it feels. I mean, you've seen Nick Mangold and DeBrickashaw Ferguson forever.
Yeah, they've been there for a long time, and you know that makes a difference. I mean, you look at their defensive side; that's a veteran group that has played together in a similar scheme for years, and it shows up when the ball snapped.
Donald and Brentwood, you're the next caller for Titans head coach Mike Mularkey. Go right ahead.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Donald.
Hey, I just want to ask a question, Coach. I like what you're doing. I see a change in the team, and I really appreciate that. I think attitude is everything. But my question is, if you was to get this particular position, what big difference are you going to make sure that we could be more successful we've been in the last 4 or 5 years? Because I believe in continuity. You know, I look at Cincinnati and teams like that. The reason why I feel like they're doing better because the continuity, coach has been there, the players know the coaches. You built the relationship, you built the rapport, and you kind of support each other a little bit more because you know each other. And all this, you know, changing every year or two, to me, you hurt the team more than you're helping it. So what would you do that you feel that you're going to make the team that much more successful the next 4 or 5 years than we've been the last 4 or 5 years?
Well, that's a good point. And again, Marvin Lewis has been there for a long time, and he's had, you know, I don't know if this is his fifth year, probably going to playoffs again. Really, there's been one message since the day that this change happened, and I've been very clear on it of what we're trying to accomplish here. And I think it's starting to show up on the field. I mean, we've lost a couple of close games. We've certainly had opportunities to win, and a lot of that is some of the things we're talking about. Don't beat ourselves. And I think we're improving in that area. I think we're fifth in the NFL in penalties now. We were way up there earlier. The guys are playing a little more disciplined, but the one thing that they are doing is they are playing very physical. I mean, our offense this past week, to watch them play at the level they played, if we can continue to play like that, we'll win games because of it. And I think they see, hey, we're doing what's being consistently preached. We do have chances each week, and that's not going to stop. That's how, you know, at least the success I've had where I've been, that's what we need to do.
AJ in Murfreesboro, you're next at 877-848-2671. Go right ahead on Titans Radio.
First of all, Coach, congratulations on the win. Look, I played football 14, 15 years of my life. I've never seen a referee throw a flag on that offensive play where a tight end got co-caught by Jaguars' defensive tackle, and they picked it up. So it was a continuation of the play. It was very late, and the ref explained it was a continuation of the play. Did you get any explanation on that from the league and or that day on the referee? I've never seen anything like it. I just
well, pretty yeah, pretty much the same explanation you just said right there, being a continuation of the play. And again, I don't have a problem with that, but I just wanted to be more, you know, consistent week in and week out. That, you know, earlier we had a personal foul against Philip Supernaw for a very similar play, you know, and again he said, hey, I did not hear the whistle. And that's what we're asking these guys to play to the whistle, not through the whistle, to the whistle. And he said, I did not hear it. I was trying to keep a guy off of our ball carrier, and, you know, he got penalized for it. So I just, you know, I don't know what the difference was in the two plays, and that's what I was trying to get the explanation. How can they be different? And you know, that was his reasoning.
Nissan is a big fan of the Tennessee Titans. So if you see a pickup truck driving around Nashville with a Titan paint job, there's a good chance it's one of our 11,000 employees. We encourage wearing your colors to support the Titans. It shows pride for our hometown football team. However, we don't recommend trying to catch a show at the Ryman while wearing one of those big old flamehead things. It won't go over well. Trust us. Nissan, official auto partner of the Tennessee Titans and Nashville proud. See you at the game.
Attention men, have you ever had that feeling that you're not lasting long enough in the bedroom? Sometimes it feels like it's in your head, and sometimes it feels like your body won't cooperate. But the Tennessee Men's Clinic is now offering a new treatment for men to help you enjoy intimacy longer and to stop the disappointment that 30% of all men experience. Call 615-200-9160 to try the new pill that urologist John Caulfield calls a game changer. 615-200-9160. Online at TennesseeMen'sClinic.com.
It's go time, football fan. Time to go big. Go with your crew who love the game as much as you do. Go because staying home for home games is not an option this or any season. You go because you gotta be there when grit meets gridiron. And packing the stands for the home field advantage could make all the difference. When getting in is everything, go with NFL Ticket Exchange, the only official ticket exchange of the NFL. 100% verified, 200% good to go. Now, go show them what pride looks like.
Hey, Lady Titans fan, have you heard about Titan True, the official women's fan club of your Tennessee Titans? Join Titan True, presented by Bridgestone, and you receive exclusive access to special events, a Titans game ticket, a gift pack of ladies' merchandise, and other VIP benefits all year round. Sign up today at TitanTrue.com. That's TitanTrue.com. Titan True, presented by Bridgestone, the official women's fan club of your Tennessee Titans.
Titans Radio's Mike Mularkey Show.
Complete coverage of your Titans from the NFL's best. This is Titans Radio.
You don't usually get a stock tip from a 16-year-old, but I'm here to tell you about a different kind of stock. It's called Better Futures. A stock for social change that's not about making money. Instead, you invest to help students like me go to college. This is beyond a simple donation. It's the opportunity for America to invest in its kids and take an active stake in the future of the country. The return on your investment isn't money. What you get back is knowing you protected our potential. So one day, that potential can grow up to become surgeons and architects, executives and engineers, people who can change the future just by being a part of it. My name is Alicia, and I'm your dividend.
Invest in better futures with UNCF. Visit uncf.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. A public service announcement brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Want to know a great way to enhance the fun and rewards of your own hunt while investing in the future of sport hunting? Babe Winkleman here, suggesting one fine way is to invite a first-timer or inactive hunter along to deer camp this season. It's a wonderful opportunity to pass along a wholesome, challenging, lifelong tradition, sharing quality time with family or friends, support conservation efforts in this fine state, and present the gift of your knowledge and skill to someone special. Best of all, you'll love the feeling of knowing you've made a difference in another person's life who may not have otherwise had the opportunity to go hunting on their own. Still not sure? Then think back to those who nurtured your love of hunting and their sacrifices made on your behalf. Now, isn't that something well worth giving back? Invite someone new along this year. Show them what hunting is all about, and I promise you'll be awfully glad you did.
We welcome you back. This is Titans Radio, the Mike Malarkey Show, every Tuesday night at 6 Central, 877-848-2671. Right back to the phones, James in Franklin. Thanks for waiting, and welcome to Titans Radio. You're on with the head coach.
Hey, James, or hey, Coach. Hey, Mike. How you doing this evening? Just wanted
hey, James.
Been waiting for a long time. I apologize. Just wanted
no problem,
to,
James. Appreciate the phone call.
Absolutely, Coach. Just wanted to compliment you first off. I got to be honest with you, as a fan, all we can ask for is a team that goes out there and plays as physical as your team just did. And I hadn't seen them play like that in, I can't tell you the last time. I mean, probably since the first day you took over. But the team playing that hard, you got a chance to win every single week. And I can't stress it enough. I've been a fan for a long time. And you get a bunch of fair weather fans who want to replace guys left and right. But, you know, if you got a team that's playing as hard as your team is, you got a chance every single week. And I respect the heck out of you for what you're doing to get those guys to play. But my question for you is this. The Jets have five or six, I believe, first rounders in their front seven. How do you run the ball? How do you move the ball on a team like that when you've got as many rookies and first and second year guys as you have on the offense? And that's all I have. Good luck, Coach.
Well, I appreciate the comments. That's a good question. Very good question, because they are stacked with number one picks, and right now they are playing like number one picks. And we do have a bunch of young guys. We talked about this this morning when we're putting the plan together. There's a good chance we're going to have about five or six rookies playing against those five or six number one picks at one time. And you know what? I can't wait to see how they perform. We're trying to put a scheme together that gives these guys a chance, an advantage in any way we can to run the ball and, you know, to protect for Marcus. And it's going to be a good challenge, but I'm anxious to see how our young guys perform.
Let's go next to Ricky in White Bluff. Ricky, thanks for holding, and welcome to Titans Radio and the Mike Malarkey Show.
Hey, thanks, guys. Mike, glad to talk to you. Got a quick question about the pad situation. I know there's supposedly only one day left, which is tomorrow, with pads. What do we do for the rest of the season? I mean, are we, you know, softening it up, or how do we handle the rest of the season?
No, we don't soften up, because actually, you know, because we have, obviously we work Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday are our tough days. And Wednesday, obviously, with the full pads on, are the most physical days. But, yeah, if you don't stress and you don't talk about it and you don't practice really with good techniques and fundamentals without the pads on and really good pad level, it can be lost somewhere in the next few weeks. And, you know, really these guys have been practicing on Thursdays and Fridays without pads on, and they know what's expected. The tempo is very high. You'd be shocked how fast and physical we go without pads on. So they have to know and learn how to practice without the pads. And this group, you know, again, is a good group that does that, and they're showing the young guys how to do that. But there's been times, especially probably more for younger players, of the tempo that's needed and the pad level that's needed, especially Thursday or on Fridays when it's short yards and goal line. those that's the day they got to be, very low and very, fundamentally sound.
Can we talk about Delanie Walker for a second?
You can talk about Delanie Walker all night.
Well, and the truth is, with what he's done since he got here, you probably can. This is a guy, sixth round draft pick out of Central Missouri State. He's a little over 6 feet tall. He weighs 245 pounds roughly. So he is not, one of your bigger tight ends. Has good speed, no doubt about it. Plays 99 games in San Francisco. Catches 123 passes. Titans signed him. He's 29 years old. He's going to replace Jared Cook. And since he's been here, 60 catches for 571 yards. 63 total catches for 890 yards. And this year, 67 catches already. And he missed a game.
Right.
Because of the wrist. 67 catches for 800 yards. 16 touchdowns. 10 games since he's been here of 80 yards or more receiving. 3 plays of 60 yards or more. Who could see this coming? this guy's just been, and why he's not getting more Pro Bowl recognition, the numbers really, I know he's not Gronkowski, but the numbers really bear out. You got to have more than one tight end on the Pro Bowl team.
Those are Pro Bowl numbers. There's no question about it. And the thing about this guy, you talk about the catches and the touchdowns and all, this guy blocks as well as anybody in the league. He's not, obviously, he's not Craig Stevens, but the effort and the want to is just as much. He's a very physical player. He comes to work every day and wants to get better. And again, he's one of these guys that's never good enough. He's a thrill and a pleasure to coach and be around. And he is great for this football team in that locker room. It was an unbelievably good signing whenever that happened. But he has. And he's got some games here now. He can be a 1,000-yard receiver, which I don't think there's been one in the franchise's history. And there's a good chance that's going to happen.
Not as a tight end.
And people know we're trying to throw the ball to him. So it's not like, he's going unnoticed. He's got some coverage on him, and he's just getting open, still getting open. He's got a good relationship with Marcus. And I told you, we could talk about him all night. It's easy.
What's kind of fun, too, speaking of tight ends, how excited the guys have been for Craig Stevens to get touchdowns in the last two games.
Yeah, he's a locker room favorite. Another guy doesn't say a whole lot. I think he freezes when he has to talk to the media. He just down to earth. Again, guy that hard nosed, probably the most physical tight end. One of the two I've had, Mark Bruner and him. I would not want to line up against him. I know I certainly wouldn't want to get in a fight with him, but he's the nicest guy off the field and one of the toughest guys on the field. When he steps on the field, it's all business, and he's a good football player. And it's fun to watch how our team really responds when he scores a touchdown.
Is it almost one of the more amazing parts of Marcus Mariota the way, as a 22-year-old, he spreads the ball around the way he does?
It is. And what's amazing is, his red zone now. All the touchdowns he's had, I think it's 15 down,
15.
Yeah, in the red zone with no interceptions. Some knocking on wood. Everybody in the room is knocking on wood. But he's very smart with the ball and very accurate in tight places. And when you get down there, that's one thing. And he's, there's primaries, but he's finding the open ones, and that's all that
Craig
matters.
Craig
Stevens, last guy in the route in the progression, finds him for a touchdown.
Let's do some questions from Twitter, and you can send us your Twitter questions at Titans Radio. Daniel wants to know, with Marcus creeping close to the all-time rookie touchdown record, is that talked about, and do you think he will get it?
That is not talked about. I don't even know what that number is. So we never try to force anything into seeing if we can get somebody a record or touches or anything. There's no, even with the receivers and tight ends, if you're open and you win, you'll get the ball, especially from Marcus. But I think whatever it is, if he keeps continuing to play like he is, and I think our receivers were very productive last week. I was kind of hard on them. We needed some production, and they showed up and they gave us the production, helped us win that game. I think that little bit of confidence will continue to make us all grow and get him more touchdown throws.
You had to put Trey McBride in the game at wide receiver at one point when a couple guys got banged up. How ready is he to help at wideout? We know he is a kick returner and covering kicks, but how ready at wideout?
Well, I think he needs some experience. The reps that he's been in have not been any thing that's he's been the primary. It's been very minimal reps, to be honest with you. But I think it's just a matter of time until he gets some, and it may be this game. You know, it could be any of these games coming up here, but it could be this game coming up.
Another Twitter question from Mike. Do you prefer the zone running scheme or more of the power running scheme or combo?
Well, we have a little bit of both. If you've watched the last 3 weeks, we've been running a little bit more of the power, the gap scheme, where we're just kind of trying to mash. I'm into mashing the defense, whatever way that is. But the power scheme does that. It just it washes the whole side of the defense down. And our backs have done a good job. We've gotten them to the unblocked defender. We just need to get through that guy, and we'll have some bigger runs, more productive runs, which will lead to scores. But this past, at least the last two Jacksonville games in Oakland, we've been more of a gap power load team.
Colin wants to know, Kendall Wright's production has been low since he's come back from the MCL sprain. Is he 100% or is he just not as involved?
I think he's probably more he's healthier this game than the Oakland game. But, again, he got hurt in this past game with some ribs. So, again, he was not healthy totally. He did finish the second half. His presence on the field, though, does help, whether he's catching the ball or not. He's getting other guys.
Or throwing a block.
Or throwing a block. I mean, that block for Marcus's 87-yard touchdown was huge. I mean, plus he knocks the guy down, the last and only guy that could have caught Marcus. And he was 70 yards down the field making that play. So that was huge. But I think, he made some third down catches for us, which we've been struggling. And that's what we need from him. And so hopefully the production will continue to go up.
JR. DGB getting more playing time / targets?
Well, he got more playing time because obviously Kendall has been down. We were down at the wide receiver position with Justin Hunter down. He's just getting some more. You just got to be careful how much you put in. It can be overbearing for a young receiver, a rookie receiver. So we gave him some more opportunities, and just the way the defense has unfolded, a lot of those throws. He was the last, those in cuts were last in the progression. We were trying to work one side, and Marcus did a good job of getting back to him. So, wasn't force fed to him. He just made the plays. And I was really proud of him, how he responded after the drop, because that was a big momentum changer, I felt like, on the sideline, because we felt like we had the Jaguars right where we wanted them, and we were moving the ball and we were stopping them. And then all of a sudden that turnover kind of just flipped things, and they went right down and scored, and he easily could have, tanked it. I mean, a lot of young rookie receivers and rookie players feel like I did something to my teammates. I'm at fault for something bad. And he responded and came back and made play after play, and then a big touchdown for us.
You can tweet us a question at Titans Radio or call us toll free. Coach Mike Mularkey on for one more segment. The number 877-848-2671. That's toll free. 877-848-2671.
It's go time, football fan. Time to go big. Go with your crew who love the game as much as you do. Go because staying home for home games is not an option this or any season. You go because you know packing the stands for the home field advantage could make all the difference. When getting in is everything, go with NFL Ticket Exchange, the only official ticket exchange of the NFL. 100% verified, 200% good to go. Now, go show the world what pride looks like with hashtag GoFace. Then, it's game on.
Each year, 80 to 100 structures in Tennessee are destroyed by wildfire. The Tennessee Division of Forestry reminds you that removing flammable vegetation around your home can help protect it from wildfire. Visit burnsafetn.org for more tips on making your home and community fire wise. Volunteer to prevent wildfires.
On Thursday nights from 6 to 7 Central, you won't want to miss Titans Tonight. It's Titans Tonight, live at Logan's Roadhouse in Cool Springs, with the voice of the Titans, Mike Keith, and Titans left tackle Taylor Lewan. Your Thursday nights may never be the same. Who knows what tackle Taylor Lewan will say next? You'll have to find out by listening to Titans Tonight. It's Titans Tonight, live from Logan's Roadhouse, Thursdays at 6 Central on Titans Radio.
Sports fans, looking for the ultimate game day experience? Let PrimeSport.com handle all your game day needs. PrimeSport.com is your source for tickets, airfare, hotel accommodations, VIP hospitality, and so much more. With over 100-plus professional and collegiate events, you will never miss your team in action this season. Nothing beats being there live. Book your official travel package to cheer on your favorite team at PrimeSport.com today.
Titans Radio's Mike Mullarkey Show.
A complete breakdown of this week's game.
Straight from the head coach. This is Titans Radio.
The following message is brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
The inherent right to work is one of the elemental privileges of a free people. Endowed, as our nation is, with abundant physical resources, and inspired as it should be, with the high purpose to make those resources and opportunities available for the enjoyment of all, we approach this problem of re-employment with the real hope of finding a better answer than we have now.
Your stuff can be more powerful than you think. Your stuff can be a resource for change. Donate to Goodwill, where your donations help fund job placement and training for people in your community. Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today...
The only thing I didn't learn...
is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
Mike Mullarkey Show on Titans Radio. We're glad you're with us at 877-848-2671. Remember, we're on the air from MetLife Stadium at 11 a.m. Central, noon Eastern with Titans Countdown. Rhett Bryan's got that. This Sunday, the Titans and the Jets. More calls for the coach. And let's go to Chip in Pegram. Chip, thanks for phoning in. You're talking with Mike Mullarkey. Go right ahead.
Thanks for taking my call. Congrats on a home win, coach. Two quick questions. How did we get such a big gaping hole on that touchdown run at the end of the first half? And what do you have to do to get the clock to stop when you go out of bounds?
Good question. I'll answer that one first. I don't know. That put a little bit of a panic mode on because, you know, I thought he was out of bounds, so we're already talking about...
Sorry, but the Harry Douglas play.
Yes, the Harry Douglas play. Okay. I could see Delaney's. You have to literally be going forward to go out of bounds. If you're going out sideways, they're going to keep the clock running. So we preach to the players, make sure it's always going forward. And I thought Harry had slid out of bounds. But again, we're getting ready to get our play called, and now I'm thinking I got to keep the clock going. I got one timeout left, and put a little bit of a panic move. Our guys handled it like Marcus handles everything very calmly, and got us in the next play, got us a completion, got us down to that gaping hole on the goal line. We had a call. We knew if we ever got down the goal line during the game, this was the first call, and we got down there and we were very confident in it. Looked good in practice and liked the scheme of it and called it and worked like we'd hoped.
Who threw the good block?
Well, the whole left side of the line. We felt like we had pinned them, and really it was a good run by Antonio to stick it up in there. Puzlesny kind of came in the back door trying to stop it, but even if Puzlesny would have hit him, his momentum was going in. It was going to be a touchdown regardless.
Did you think you had more than 5 seconds when you took that timeout?
No, I knew I only had 5 seconds.
Okay, but I mean, it seemed like you they gave you. I know they went back to five after three, but
yeah, no. When I was in his ear, it was five. So okay. They did go back to what I thought it was. So okay.
Well, then they did the right thing.
They did the right thing.
Good thing. Jim in Donelson at 877-848-2671. Hello, Jim.
Hey, Mike. And yeah. I want to talk to you first, Mike. I love to listen to you and Frank on the radio, and it's kind of tough syncing up with you guys, but I figured it out. All you got to do is stream from 104.5 and do your DVR, you know, hold, put it on pause until it gets to the right thing. So that's for your listeners. I love listening to you guys.
Thank
you, Coach Malarkey.
Hey, Jim.
It's an absolute pleasure to talk to you, sir. I have a quick question for you. With the new extra point rule in the NFL, how do you guys adjust to that? And just please explain that to us a little bit out here. How y'all deal with that, sir? Thank you very much. And good luck in the future, sir.
Thanks a lot, Jim, for the phone call. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm watching them a lot closer now than I ever have. They're so important. And, I think I had nine missed extra points this past week, which was a total for all of 2014. And it makes a difference in the game. Your whole game management, what you're going to do when you score, what time of the game is it? It changes now with that extra point being where it is. It's critical. And if you watch now, people aren't going to get a beer as fast as they were after touchdowns. They're waiting to make sure that extra point. Everybody is attentive to make sure that thing goes through.
All right, let me ask you something about situational. So you get down to the half-yard line at the end of the ball game. You're up 3 points. Let's say Antonio Andrews scores with roughly 30 seconds to go. You're up 9 at that point. Knowing that you can return a blocked extra point or a turnover on a 2-point play for 2 the other way, do you seriously consider just taking a knee there and not trying to kick it in order to not give them the opportunity to potentially score the 2 points?
You could do that, or you could go for 2 and go up by 11,
right,
and, you know, protect the field goal. You know, when we had one block last week, so you always have that in the back of your mind. And again, like I told our field goal team, now they smell blood, the opponent. They know that they can get through, and so they're going to keep coming until we've shown that we've fixed the problem. And again, so that goes through your mind. I know it goes through my mind. I'm hoping it's going through our field goal team's mind. This is so critical that they're coming after us. So, I mean, yeah, those are a couple of options you can have, but we were trying to just get that last score in if we could. And I think if Craig Stevens wasn't held, it would have been a touchdown.
Back to the phones. Tom in Bellevue, thank you so much for waiting, and thanks for joining us at 877-848-2671. You're on with the head coach.
Thanks, guys. Mike, I have to tell you, I've had a real fun week because I happen to be the gentleman they showed on television. After the fumble went over Bortles' head, and I was screaming my head off on the front row in the end zone, and my phone's never blown up more than it has this week. But my question is, Mr. Derek Morgan, I know Ragpo's on one side, and he's doing a great job and really seeing improvement, but do we have any update on when Derek's going to be back? Because I think with him on the other side, we really have the bookends we need. With that, I'll hang up and wait for your answer.
All right, Tom, thanks. And you weren't the only one screaming your head off when the ball went over. Bortles said there was a whole bunch of guys on the sideline feeling the same emotions. But you're right. It's been, you know, a couple weeks since Derek's played, and you can tell what offenses are doing, understanding that we're a little shorthanded on one side, but we're trying to get his shoulder back to full strength. Right now, that's just not the case with the injury that he has, and we're just holding out hope that happens and he can get back on the field, and we're doing everything we can to try to get him back out there.
Because that's a guy who had a great first 2 months of the season.
Oh, he did. He started off strong, 4.5 sacks early. You know, again, these two guys playing off of each other. It's hard when they're coming off each edge. It's impossible to protect both sides.
As you prepare for the Jets this week and you get ready for what will obviously be a physical challenge, you obviously want to get in pads and you want to get that work in. But as you move toward mid-December, how careful do you have to be knowing how physical a Sunday like this is going to be?
Well, again, this is the last padded practice coming tomorrow, so there's not a lot you can I mean, I may do some things with the pads tomorrow midway through practice. Again, it's all based on how the starter practice is with these guys. But it was a physical game this past Sunday. We expect that same. And I think by the time these pads are off and we show up on the field on Sunday, they'll be ready to play. We're very smart about it, taking care of these guys. And they got to be smart themselves. When they're not on the field, they need to get off their feet. They need to get rehab and get in the cold tub. They need to spend a lot of time themselves getting their bodies right. We'll do it on the football field. They need to do it when they're off.
The Jets are a very different sort of challenge.
They are. They're a physical bunch, especially on the defensive side. They're big. There's not like an edge rusher like you're going to see some, but they're physical. Their power. They're going to push the line of scrimmage up front, and they've got some guys on the back end too. We don't know if Revis is going to play or not, but Revis and Cromartie are pretty darn good as well. So they've got some players over there that we're going to have to deal with.
And they got a guy like Screen that they can just plug in, and Marcus Williams has 5 sacks. They do a lot of things well. It's in some ways, when you look at their statistics, it's a surprise they've lost 5 games.
It is. It really is. Their offense is in the top 10, ranked. I think it's ranked 10th, but number 1 in scoring in the red zone, number 2 rusher in the AFC. They're you know, obviously they got Brandon Marshall, who I think is 4th in the NFL right now receiving. They got players everywhere, and they're playing at it's surprising that they've lost the games that they've lost.
You touched on Chris Ivory. Here's a guy that has almost the exact same stats that he did last year, but with 4 games to go.
Right. And he is you talk about a punishing runner.
Beast.
He is not going to run out of bounds, okay? So be ready for him to lower his shoulder, and he's going to take you on. He's a big physical back, and we got to be physical right back at him.
Well, it's going to be fun to see this ball game go up in that great atmosphere with all that media. And, I mean, you know, it's a
good
challenge.
Place. It'll be like a playoff atmosphere because, you know, obviously they've won 2 in a row. They won a big game this past week in overtime, and the fans are into it. They've got a chance to make the playoffs. And I'm excited to see how we respond. We've got 1 win under our belt. We haven't had 2 in a row since I've been here. And, you know, I think our guys will be up to the challenge. I really do, based on the way we've handle these last few weeks.
Well, Coach, thanks so much for taking the time with us.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
You probably know that Nissan is a big fan of the Tennessee Titans. What you don't know is that in 1997, we established a huge powertrain plant right here in Tennessee, just minutes away from where the Titans play. That's right. We've been building high-quality, powerful powertrains ever since. You could say we're train experts. Powertrain experts, that is. So if the pain train ever needs an upgrade, just give us a call. Nissan, official auto partner of the Tennessee Titans and Nashville Proud. See you at the game.
Attention men. Board-certified urologist John Caulfield, medical advisor to the Tennessee Men's Clinic, is now offering a new treatment. Platelet-rich plasma is the same therapy used across the country to restore athletes from injury and is now available for ED issues. Hundreds of men across Middle Tennessee have already seen positive results. If you are a current patient or have never visited the Men's Clinic and have ED, now is the time to see for yourself. Call 615-200-9160 for a private consultation. Online at TennesseeMen'sClinic.com.
Titan fans, you still have the chance to see the Titans at Nissan Stadium before the 2015 season ends. Fantastic seats are still available for the remaining games, meaning you have great options if you want to see the Titans take on the league's best. Get your Titans tickets by calling 615-565-4200 or visiting TitansOnline.com. Get your Titans tickets today and don't miss your chance to be at Nissan Stadium. Titan fans, remember, game day is yours.
On Thursday nights from 6 to 7 Central, you won't want to miss Titans Tonight. It's Titans Tonight, live at Logan's Roadhouse in Cool Springs, with the voice of the Titans, Mike Keith, and Titans left tackle Taylor Lewan. Your Thursday nights may never be the same. Who knows what tackle Taylor Lewan will say next? You'll have to find out by listening to Titans Tonight. It's Titans Tonight, live from Logan's Roadhouse, Thursdays at 6 Central on Titans Radio.
Titans Radio's Mike Mularkey Show. A complete breakdown of this week's game. Straight from the head coach. This is Titans Radio.
What do your status updates say? You're learning a new language? going all organic? Instead of typing your feelings, what if you could put them into action? By creating a network to help keep kids off the streets, in a country like Armenia, or in Honduras, bringing IT into the classroom, or on a farm in Tanzania, helping stem the world's food crisis by creating a sustainable agricultural program. What if every ounce of your being helped update the status of a person, and in turn they did the same for you? Would this be enough social interaction? Or is this only the beginning of something larger? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. Get interactive at peacecorps.gov/game.
I'm working two jobs, and my husband works too. My kids go to school with your kids. We live right next door. You know my family and me pretty well, but here's one thing you don't know. I'm one out of every six Americans, and my family is struggling with hunger. Like you, we believe in this country. What's hard to believe is in the land of milk and honey, how many hardworking Americans have to choose between paying bills and feeding their families. Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help. Every dollar you donate helps provide 7 meals for those around you quietly struggling with hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Mike Mularkey Show continues from St. Thomas Sports Park. I'm Mike Keith with Jim Watt from TitansOnline.com. He is the senior writer-editor. Titans coming off a big victory on Sunday because they knocked off Jacksonville in dramatic fashion, but also because the win keeps momentum, and we felt it through the building the last 2 days. Coach Mularkey talking about it earlier on the show.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, this team been so close and lost some tough games, and it takes something out of you. It takes something out of a team, takes something out of a coaching staff, and you know, to get a win and win like you did in exciting fashion gives you an extra boost here going into the final quarter of the season.
Talking with the Jacksonville media, talking with other media from around the country, it seems like the validation of Marcus Mariota as a true NFL quarterback is complete in the eyes of observers. Do you get that too?
I get that. I mean, I think, you know, everyone knows that people had doubts about Marcus Mariota coming in, and he gets off to a great start in Tampa. And I think some people, you know, expect him to do that every week. It's not going to be easy like that every week, but I know a lot of other people expected him to stumble and to fall on his face as teams adjusted to him, and he's seen the adjustments that teams are making to him. Plays Jacksonville, the first team that's faced him twice, and has a tremendous amount of success against him. So I think people are starting to realize that, and you got to give a lot of credit to Jameis Winston in Tampa as well. I think he is establishing himself in Tampa. Marcus Mariota is doing the same here. Going to be two good young quarterbacks for years to come.
It's hard to believe we ever had doubts about Marcus Mariota being able to do this.
Yeah, it is. I mean, and I admit myself, you know, back in January and early February, I was very skeptical about how he would fit and how he would adjust to the NFL. But I wasn't around him either. I mean, I observed him from afar and saw him on tape and saw him play at Oregon, saw him at the combine, but you don't really get a feel for what a guy's like until you're around him on a regular basis, see him practice every day, talk to the coaches who work with him every day, the teammates who are share a locker room with him every day. It's more than just about, you know, being a good athlete throwing the ball around. It's about work ethic and about getting teammates to trust you, and he has all of that. So I think that's why the Titans fell in love with him through this process. I think that's why so many other teams fell in love with him through this process, even though I think a lot of people very skeptical about him early on.
The big story about him right now that's seeming to gain traction is what he's doing in the red zone passing, the amazing passer rating he has inside the other team's 20, his efficiency, his ability to take care of the football overall. And it seems to tie in back to that training camp story that a lot of the national media laughed at, and that is he didn't throw interceptions during training camp. He took care of the football then. Maybe that was a preview of what we're seeing him do right now in the red zone, Jim.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I know a lot of people had fun with Pete Prisco, who's a friend of mine, you know, had a little fun with it about how closely people were keeping track of what he was doing here. And yes, some of it was, all of it was in non-contact work during training camp, and the quarterback's supposed to have the advantage in those situations, but he's wearing a red jersey. But I think it did show his accuracy. It showed that he makes good decisions, and it did kind of give you a little sneak preview of what was to come. I've been amazed myself at how good he's been. 15 touchdowns, no interceptions, remarkable, really. And I think it's a testament to his accuracy, again, his decision making, and I think just having a good chemistry with his receivers and tight ends.
Well, and the accuracy issue is such that if you're a Titans receiver and you go out for a pass, if you get open, you know he's going to put the ball somewhere you can handle it. You're going to get a catchable ball.
Yeah, I agree. And there have been a lot of times where you thought a play was over with, and he kind of keeps it alive and then throws it back across his body for a touchdown. So you've got to keep plays alive, and that makes it so tough to defend a guy like that.
Titans running game, they were able to do some things with their backs. Coach Mularkey obviously wants to see more, but Andrews remains consistent. Cobb jumps into the mix with his best performance to date.
Yeah, and he should have fresh legs down the stretch. I mean, he has not played much up until really on Sunday. Was used sparingly in the first couple of games. Should have an extra burst down the stretch here. And I think when you put somebody like David Cobb in there and he gets more comfortable and starts to have some success, I don't care whether Antonio Andrews would admit it or not, but I think it has an effect on the other guy. I mean, if they want to be on the field, they're going to have to produce and play well. And if one guy gets the hot hand, even though we saw a rotation on Sunday by series, I think the team will stick with the guy who has the hot hand. So great to have competition. Great to have two backs pushing one another.
Well, because we know Antonio Andrews is never going to become a diva and start thinking that he's an entitled superstar. He's hungry every single minute, and he knows anybody who walks in the building is a threat.
You're exactly right. And he also, I think, goes out of his way to find people who question him or doubt him, whether it's on Twitter or something that's written. I'm not saying he's consumed with that, but he does feel slighted when people sell him short. And I think that adds a little fuel to his fire. So it's good to have a hungry back like that.
Yeah, and his belief, as Coach Mularkey was telling us last week, his belief that he's good. And when he gets the ball, he expects to score, and he has that kind of confidence. It you see it in his play. He's relentless.
He is, and I still remember, last year, him talking about his goal to be on the 53-man roster, and then this year he said his goal was to be a starter. And I think a lot of people had a little fun with that. I mean, this is at a time when you certainly had Dexter McCluster and Bishop Sankey, who was looking good, and David Cobb had just been drafted. Some people thought Antonio Andrews' roster spot might be in jeopardy. Certainly didn't see him as this team's leading rusher. And he has worked hard, put the work in, very self-motivated guy. If a guy's going to get low on him, he's going to get lower, loves to run over people, loves to punish defenders. And good to have a guy like that on the team.
Talking with Jim Wyatt from TitansOnline.com. Who are these 7-5 New York Jets, as you've done your study?
Well, I mean, this is the team that we saw coming here last year in December. It was 2-11 and playing for potentially the top spot in the draft. They find a way to win that game, won a couple of games down the stretch. It didn't help Rex Ryan, and he lost his job. But they bring in Todd Bowles, who has this team, who has done a good job keeping this team together. But they made some good moves this offseason to, you know, jumpstart the offense. Ryan Fitzpatrick, a guy we know well because we saw him here, he's playing well. I mean, and the knock on him was he committed too many turnovers at inopportune times. He's thrown some interceptions still, but he's made a lot of big passes. Brandon Marshall's been very tough to contain. You've got to double team him pretty much all the time. Eric Decker's been great on third down. So they've got a lot of threats throwing the ball, and then Ivory can certainly run it. And then defensively, they're, you know, top 10 in the league in both run defense, pass defense, I think maybe even top five.
Well, you look at them, their offense, number one in the National Football League in the red zone. They score touchdowns when they get inside your 20. Their defense, number one in the league in allowing touchdowns. Opponents have been inside their 20 29 times and have just 10 touchdowns. As a matter of fact, opponents have 9 possessions inside their 20 where they haven't gotten points. So Marcus Mariota's red zone efficiency going to be tested.
Yeah, strength against strength here. And it's still too early in the week to know whether Revis is going to be back for them. He's missed the last couple of games with a concussion. He's going through the protocol. It sounds like there's a chance he could play this week. He'll make him even better. But yeah, it's just kind of a nasty kind of get after you type defense.
Yeah, it's not going to be 42-39.
No, I mean, it'll be probably like it was last year, even though both these teams are improved from a year ago when they faced each other in December. But points will be tougher to come by. You know, these offenses are better, but the defenses are just like to play a little street ball.
But finally, Jim White, one of the big stories of the week, weather. Not going to have typical December weather in the Northeast. As a matter of fact, maybe a record high for the area at MetLife Stadium on Sunday.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I'm just thinking this off the top of my head, but it seems like when the Titans have played the Jets up there, their weather's been decent. I remember a Monday night game, Titans lost that game. I remember Steve McNair hitting Justin McCarron for a big play early on, but that was a pretty warm December game, if I'm not mistaken. Up there a couple of years ago, not too bad. I remember a game, obviously, against the Giants in the Meadowlands. I know you remember very well that it was an overtime win. It was so frigid that day, but the Jets games have produced pretty decent weather. We're going to be lucky. I know I don't want to jinx this by talking about how the weather is supposed to be here on a Tuesday before a Sunday game, but sure sounds like it's going to be okay.
Titans history, though, in warmer games when it's not supposed to be warm on the East Coast, pretty good. Pittsburgh, not exactly on the East Coast, but played up there in the Y2K game at the end of the 99 season. They had a record high in the 70s. 2006 Buffalo Christmas Eve, a record high. The Titans win that game in thrilling fashion. So maybe it's a good omen.
Maybe so. And then obviously the week after, go back to Foxborough, which
you had to bring that up.
So we'll see if we'll press our luck there. But, it'd be nice to have back-to-back nice days up in the Northeast.
What are you writing about at TitansOnline.com this week?
One thing I just put up on the website today is a comparison. Marcus Mariota after his first 10 starts compared to Steve McNair, Vince Young, Jake Locker. The numbers look great for Marcus Mariota. And those, obviously Steve McNair had some time before his first start in the league and before he became a full-time star. Some of these guys got some work in before Marcus did, and his numbers are off the charts.
Thanks very much, Jim White. And remember, you follow him at TitansOnline.com every single day for the latest news on the Tennessee Titans. And check out some of the featured videos that are up right now. Amy Wells had a chance to interview Kid President, who was at the game on Sunday. Yeah, how about that? A one-on-one that I had the chance to do with Parrish Cox. Final analysis of the Titans-Jaguars game with Amy and Jim White from Titans in Two. And, of course, if you didn't get a chance to see Coach Mike Mularkey's press conference, then you'll have a chance to watch that in its entirety. A lot of great videos, a lot of great stories at TitansOnline.com every single day. Check it out for the latest Titans news. That's going to wrap up tonight's edition of the Mike Mularkey Show. We're glad that you joined us, and we'll be back next week. The Mike Mularkey Show is produced by Alan Kirby. Our Titans radio producer is Brad Willis. Titans Radio's executive producer, Rhett Bryan. Traffic director, Kendra Holt. Director of sales, Hunter Rice. Titans Radio's general manager is Allison Warren. The operations manager is Charlie Cook. I'm Mike Keith, reminding you the Titans travel to MetLife Stadium to take on the 7-5 New York Jets. Kickoff is set for noon Central Time. Titans radio coverage begins at 11 a.m. Central with Rhett Bryan and Titans Countdown. For Mike Mularkey and Jim White, I'm Mike Keith. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great night, everybody.
The Mike Mularkey Show, an exclusive production of Titans Radio. Get more on this week's game at TitansRadio.com. This is Titans Radio.